Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. It is November 13th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
It's cold out. We'll see a high of 56. It feels cold. Even Stevie was like, there was frost this morning. I'm over it. And I'm like, oh, it's November. Like, we are just beginning. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk tattoos today.
Let's talk tattoos today.
Okay.
It didn't exactly go as planned.
Also, I need some assistance. I'm a grown man. I shouldn't know how these work, but I think that I have clearly failed. But when you have a hot chocolate bar in your home and they have the chocolatey spoons or a stir of some sort, it could be peppermint or they could have the marshmallows or whatever it is. I think it's decorative, and I don't think they work. I'm doing something
you need
wrong.
To explain to us what you did, because
I can't.
Yeah, Something doesn't seem right there. Because I've used those. They're great. They're awesome.
Not great. Well, then I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And it's embarrassing because it should be dip and stir. Like, that's it. What else? How can you mess this up?
Exactly.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope for almost a year. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. I hope nobody's guessed it. Burt Reynolds.
I don't think anybody's guessed that. It's not Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Oh, darn it.
We're having a lot of new guesses, which I appreciate. Clearly, people are going through the entire list over the last 10 months.
Is it in order yet?
What's that?
Is it in order yet, or is it in paragraph form?
I have no idea.
No,
I've given it to Stevie. It's not a new order. It's still a paragraph. I really think the next day will be the last, so I have not made the changes.
Okay.
I'm telling you,
working on it. Since January.
Yeah, exactly. Since January. At least you get the tickets this morning. You deserve it. So thank you for your guess.
Thank you.
A little bit later on the show, we get into John Krasinski, really?
Yeah.
It's Star 102,
really?
Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I have thoughts on this.
Just ask you a blanket statement?
Yeah.
That do you think he's sexy because it is people's sexiest man alive? We took a couple of guesses. I thought your guess was dead on. I thought it was a genius guess of Travis Kelce. I went Timothy Chalamet, you know, very popular, very popular guy, whatever. We were trying to take some guesses yesterday. John Krasinski, not even on my radar.
No, neither. Same. I would have never thought that. But I mean, you look at the past year he's had, I guess with that movie, If, was a big deal.
It's a massive deal. Right.
Here's what I'll say about John Krasinski. And I know we're going to talk about it later.
Don't say funny.
Oh, no, that's not what I was
going to
say.
I thought you were going to go down the funny path.
No. I never, I never would have put him in the sexy category right up until I watched the first season of Jack Ryan.
I knew it.
And then I was like, oh, all right.
He beefed up for that. And looked,
he did. Yeah. And he's sexy in that show, I thought. So I was like, oh, okay. It kind of made me see him in a new light. And it was just funny hearing his wife, Emily Blunt, react to him being in the magazine. And they were really funny and playful
about it.
So
if just, we'll get to it later on. Literally just shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 Cleveland. And you can just type yes or no, and we'll know what you mean. And we'll read those comments later on. John Krasinski, sexy or not? That is my only question. Like, he walks in the studio, you think, okay.
Yeah, because I bet he's tall and has a presence. I bet it's more than you think.
I 100% agree. I was not expecting it.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, I think he's like probably smaller and like 100 pounds, but very talented.
I bet you're
Travis
just
Kelce, same thing. I don't know if I thought that Travis Kelce was a great looking guy until he was with Taylor Swift. Well, I just thought he was a Cleveland Heights guy. In the sports world, just one of the best tight ends that's ever existed. And that's kind of where I let it lie. And now you look at him, you're like, oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
It's like, yes. Yes. It's like are you upset Tom Brady wasn't on the cover? Has he ever
been
on the cover?
First of all, he's too good for that magazine.
Stop.
Don't you even. He's been on plenty of GQ magazines.
Fine.
And I have them all.
All right, fine. All right.
So there we go.
We need to get to the three things you need to know. Did you see? I always love this story every year. Three more toys being added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. Did you see this?
Yes. I have questions, and people have to have questions about
this. There's one of them, the Hall of Fame in general. So many questions. Take a guess on which three toys you think got into the National Toy Hall of Fame
this year. You will have already thought they were in.
Correct. You will already have thought they were in. Except one of them, I didn't even know what it was.
Fair. That's fair.
All right. That's in 60 seconds. It's 33 degrees in today's Star City, Columbia Station. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Guardians Jose Ramirez has won the AL Silver Slugger Award at third base. His fifth career Silver Slugger, the most by any player in Cleveland history. This is awarded to the best offensive players at each position in each league, following a vote among managers and coaches. Three more toys added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. My Little Pony, Transformers, two I would have thought were in there, and Phase 10. I had to look up Phase 10. I didn't know what it was. It's a card game of some sort. I don't think I've ever played. My Little Pony was a finalist seven times before getting in. Here's the best part. Some of the toys they bought beat out this year to get into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Pokemon trading cards. Okay. Remote-controlled cars. And balloons! Balloons!
I don't know where this place is located. I'm not going to visit it. My point is, when you open a Hall of Fame of some sort, there has to be a bar that is set to open the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
There are like last year it was kind of like, gee, like jacks that he would throw across
like
the ground
like
that have been
ball.
Around for literally 100 years.
Right.
And everything like, I probably tag is also in the final four. Like I don't even understand. It's like, well, I don't know. Is Uno ready? Yes. Uno should be in.
Uno's like, ready.
Seriously.
Uno is ready.
I don't know. Like checkers. I don't know. You know, king me. We're going to think about checkers next year and we're going to put it in. I mean, it's harder to get into this Hall of Fame than like the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is a lot of times impossible to get in.
It's so strange.
There has to be a bar of toys. It's not like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that we have here just opened and it was barren. And we're thinking like, I don't know. I mean, Zeppelin was pretty good.
But
I'm gonna see if they can get in. Right. They're not exactly for me.
I know.
What
it's
about
weird.
The Doors? I don't know. It's kind of Miz apart. I don't know. So I don't. You have to have a bar. Just like, how did you open it? Was it just barren walls?
I don't know. Is there a physical Hall of Fame you can walk through and see all the toys?
I don't know, but it's just, I don't understand how every year it's just the most.
I just assumed it was like an online thing. Is it a real place? Now I need to look it up.
It was either 2-3 years ago. It was like the Lincoln Logs.
My grandpa played with Lincoln Logs.
How's Lincoln Logs not in?
Well, and I also in the past few years was like ball. Just a ball you play with. How is ball not in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Transformers and My Little Pony are from our era, have been around for how many years? They are iconic. They should have easily been in.
Big time. And Phase 10, I don't know
and
what
then
that
Phase
is.
10 jumps, like you, what? The jumping rope?
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know what Phase 10
is.
I figured that's what they're doing at Sherwin-Williams, they're now in phase 10. The letters are up. Anybody who's heard of phase 10, please 216-343-1021. How far along are they in the Sherwin-Williams building?
Phase 10.
I don't know. Seems pretty solid. The letters are up. I believe we're in phase 10 of 12. Thank you.
I don't even want to get to the third thing. Let's get to it. Target unveiled their plans for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Maybe you can get a deal on phase 10. I don't know.
If it was a Thanksgiving Hall of Fame, in 10 years, stuffing would get in.
I know, right? That it would take a while if they ran, if the Toy Hall of Fame people ran it. Okay, they'll close on Thanksgiving.
I don't know about turkey.
They'll reopen the next day at 6 a.m. Black Friday deals will be a week-long event. Okay, it's 6:29.
I can't go on TikTok. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, now without thinking of Stevie. I was on there yesterday for, you know, off and on during the day, and I'm thinking, Stevie has the best info during Talk It Out that we do every single day.
I get very excited to learn what Stevie teaches us during this segment. Yeah,
and then if I see something, because, of course, our phones listen to us, right? They, I mean, 100%. You mention something, next thing you know, the algorithm takes you there, whatever it is. And then I get very excited that then I see what Stevie had mentioned earlier in the day on my TikTok algorithm.
Look, you feel like you're in the know.
That's where it's at. Yeah. There we go. So Talk It Out, Stevie, what do we have today?
Well, 12 hours ago, there was a post made by an actor of a hard launch of a relationship. But it wasn't just any hard launch. There was a lot of drama with it. So we'll get into that. And Chili's has an item trending.
Ooh. Chili's? Mm-hmm. And it's not their chips and salsa?
No.
Which is delicious.
Amazing. 10
out of 10. Mm-hmm. It is good. I'm like, when's the last time I've been to a Chili's?
You got to go to Chili's. You are late. Chili's is trending every time, all the time.
Well, you know what? Today might be the day, and you'll find out
why.
Gotta
get that triple dipper.
You know what? I'm leaving now. Are they open early?
No.
No, probably not. Talk It Out. You don't want to miss this. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. It is Talk It Out. Producer Stevie, what's going on TikTok?
So I woke up this morning, and all I've seen are people reacting on TikTok to a hard launch from Gavin Castellano. If you don't know who he plays the role of Jeremiah on the Amazon Prime series, The Summer I Turned Pretty. So he hard launched relationship, but it wasn't just any relationship. He's actually married, but no one knew he was dating anybody. In fact, he was in a long-term relationship with someone he knew since he was a kid, like the one the series came out in 2022, and they broke up. Nobody knows when. So everyone, all the comments and posts are people trying to figure out the timeline, and every comment is like, well, my friend went on a date with him last summer. He slid into my friend's DMs.
What?
This. So they're trying to figure out if they've only known each other a month, 2 months, and they just got married that quick, or if he was...
Wait, is it another celebrity, or is it just a person?
No, this girl, her name is Cheyenne. She's just some regular old girl on Instagram who's now increased followers. Every time you refresh her page, she has a lot of new followers.
That can't be good for her.
And all of her comments are, hey, your man was cheating on you. But no one knows because the timeline is so, like, did they just get married within a month? No one knows.
Super sleuths will figure it out.
100%.
It's the best. Them trying to break it down and see the timeline. And here we go. And this had they'll figure it out at some point.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
that's good
scoop.
I feel
like he has to say something. Because he's just getting slandered. So we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, it was only 12 hours ago. But let's move on to Chili's. So for months now, there's been one item from Chili's all over my TikTok feed. It actually came out in August, but everyone is still talking about it and trying it today. So here's what it is.
Chili's just came out with Nashville Hot Fried Mozzarella. And their regular fried mozzarella is already really good. So I'm very excited to try the Nashville Hot version. And it looks and smells heavenly. You can get a 3 or a 6 piece, but I decided to be big back and get the 6 piece. Big old bucket of ranch. Crunchiness on these is honestly unmatched, as is the cheese pool. The Nashville hot flavor is evenly coated all around the mozzarella stick, so you get an equal amount in every single bite. And it's honestly not that spicy. Maybe like a 4 or 5 out of 10. They're so saturated with flavor. Wow.
So, Stevie, is the Nashville hot on the exterior or the interior?
Exterior.
Oh, so it's like...
A Nashville hot is like an oily, like oily... Earth,
so it's like mixed in with the breading of some sort.
Yeah, so it's like coated, like, you know, they take their... If you've never had their regular fried
mozzarella... I haven't. Are they an actual stick?
Oh, no, it's like a log. I mean, they're like thick.
It's a log of cheese.
They
don't want to put that on the menu because nobody would order it.
No, don't order a cheese log, but...
Wait, can you order this, or this is a secret menu item?
At first, it was a secret menu item,
okay.
And now it's on their main menu.
Oh, wow.
They have like
a
honey boy. I've tried them. I tried them recently, and they are amazing.
See, like, I feel like if you think they're amazing, they're probably amazing.
Yeah. I thought I would like the regular more because I tend to just like the basic, But I like Nashville hot chicken, so I'm like, I'll try it. It's probably not going to be the same. No, they're good.
Do you use any of the dippy doos, or you're not dippy doo? Like, did you dip
no,
it?
No, they usually come with ranch.
Right.
But I don't like ranch; it's disgusting. And I feel like a Nashville hot, you can't dip into marinara.
How hot was it? Would you also rate it a 4 out of 10? I like heat,
like
but
4 or 5.
Okay.
Like it's if you don't like spice at all, it'll be spicy, but it's not.
Yeah, I feel like Nashville hot is that way. It's not like it's. You know, there's a ton of heat, but you certainly know that it's hot
it's
chicken.
Like
right?
A like gentle it's hot, like a Nashville
has a sweet to it. Nashville hot
it's a crescendo.
Has a, it's like
don't crescendo.
Oh I'm kidding.
The hotness.
It's just
a
different
sweet
hot.
Heat,
yeah,
okay.
It's like more of a sweetie. That's well, very well described.
Clearly, that's what I'm having for dinner tonight.
I think we should all go.
Yes,
100%. Let's talk it out on Star 102. So, did you do it?
I did it.
You got the tattoo?
I got inked. Is that what you say when you have a tattoo?
Yes.
You're ahead
that
of me on
so
this.
That is so bad, you know what, that you just said that.
Is it that I'm inked?
I got inked.
I did. It was a very special day. I went with three of my friends. We all got tattoos in memory of our best friend, Stacy, who passed away in August. And I've never had a tattoo before. I never wanted a tattoo before until, I wanted to connect in this way. I just wanted it permanent with me. I don't know what it was. This was just like, I knew I wanted a tattoo. And Tim, I know you know this about me, or maybe you don't. I overthink things sometimes. And you were part of this. We prepared to go get this tattoo for weeks, right? I mean, it was weeks we were talking about it. I had inspiration boards. I had photos. I went through about 7 million fonts. I went through a bajillion different placements on my body. And I finally landed on one, right? And I've been talking with you and Stevie both have tattoos. I talked to you guys and looked for advice on this many times. Why are you so quiet? True
I'm just
false?
Trying to figure
I
out
did,
where to jump
right?
it. Yeah, you did. And
I
you,
did.
You think and overthink. And I'm very similar, so I'm certainly not knocking that. And this is it's a big decision. You know, you want to do it. You know, relatively a design that you wanted, and then to figure out exactly placement and everything. This is a big deal. Anybody with a tattoo or thinking about a tattoo knows exactly what you go through, let alone getting a tattoo for this reason. Yeah, I understand it all, but there were more questions about the tattoo to Stevie and I than I think Alex Trebek ever asked in his entire tenure on Jeopardy.
But
it was a lot. But I understand because it is a big deal. It's a big deal. You're not removing it or moving the tattoo.
Correct.
It is there.
But through all of my questions and your help and Stevie's help and the help of many of my friends and the internet and Pinterest, I came to a pretty firm decision on what I was going to do. I went in to the tattoo place knowing this is my decision. This is what I want. I feel good about it. So I went in to get the tattoo, and it turns out I couldn't get what I want. I couldn't get the tattoo
all
I wanted.
Oh, that's the case?
After my inspiration boards, after asking you all those questions, after asking Stevie all these questions, after being totally prepared, I couldn't get the tattoo I wanted. So I had to make an instant decision.
Weeks and weeks of thinking about this.
Weeks.
And then you had to make an instant decision. I would love to know what
it
this
was
is.
Changed. It wasn't. I did not get the tattoo I originally planned.
And I haven't even seen it because it's been under wraps.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what the final decision was. And I have no idea.
Well, you're about to find out.
What happened?
I went in to get my tattoo Saturday after weeks of pondering what to get and making a decision. And you know how they do when you get a tattoo, they have like it's printed on a piece of paper and they place it on your skin. So you can kind of see how it looks before they actually ink it. And you can look in the mirror and positioning and all that stuff. So she put it on the spot I wanted, which was right on my forearm. Like this, how would you explain that? Like that little bone, the bone on the
yeah, almost like the
side of your
side
forearm.
If you're looking at it right. Yeah. Not flat down, not there, but kind of on the side there. Yep.
So she put it there. I go and look in the mirror, and every time I turn my arm in any way, like, I mean, if I moved even a millimeter, the thing became diagonal. So I was like, well, that's weird. That's not right. And of course, I've only looked at still shots of tattoos, and they all look beautiful and straight and lovely. I didn't think through like but when you turn your arm, it becomes.
So now you can never move your arm?
Right. I can never move my arm.
That is unexpected.
Well, so then she's like, well, let's put it like maybe toward the middle. And, you know, of course, I'm freaking out because I've made a decision. I'm like, wait, this is.
Did anybody else have this issue?
In my group or in life?
In your group.
You know, they didn't.
Oh, but there we go.
But their placement was all different. There was one was an ankle. One was like a tiny little heart, like right on the wrist, right here. And then Tiffany got hers like up here. And by the way,
like
my arms,
left forearm on the top,
see how my arms go? Like, see how my, my elbow joint, like when I turn my wrist, it
the
doesn't
elbow
turn.
Joint
it's
as
like
opposed
double
to the
jointed.
Outer.
Like it's supposed to
be. Oh, yeah, like your muscle moves back and forth. It is. It's like
I oddly have strange
it's flat
arms.
And then it turns into like a mountain range of
I know.
Muscle.
I don't know.
Look at it. It's like bulging. Oh, is that the problem?
That's the problem. So my skin like twists because I don't, it's so hard to explain it. I actually took a video of it. I don't know. I'll show it to you. But if you see the video, you would understand.
You should show it to us.
Yeah, of course. I can show you that. It's weird. So you'll see the video and you'll see on my arm. Not only, so she had to place the tattoo sticker twice in that area. It still is diagonal. And then I'm like, well, she was recommending other spots. She's like, let's take a black marker. And she was like putting it on spots in my arm to see what happened when I twisted.
Wow.
And like I said, Tiffany got hers up here. And I think even if I would have got mine up here, like, I don't know if you can see it on the video, my skin would have twisted weird. Long story short, I had to make a game time decision, and I ended up still in my.
Why is your arm doing that?
I know it's. I
have never noticed that before.
I don't know.
Does everybody's
and like,
arm do that?
Put your arm straight like this. Does your elbow?
Like that's where my tattoo's
at. See, my
at.
Wrist is straight, but my elbow faces upward.
You should go on America's Got Talent.
I don't know what
How
it means.
How is that happening?
I don't
we'll
know.
We'll post a video. I understand you can't see it. It makes no sense.
I know.
Jen Tim showing all the socials. So,
so
then you
anyway,
did what?
It affected the tattoo. So I got it right under the elbow crease. Like the straight, like well, here.
Oh,
I still
you did?
Have
oh, so it goes from.
It goes like straight across, inner,
straight
instead,
across
of
instead of
down. Because of the twist. And then
oh,
even.
Wow.
And it's so weird because. When I look at it, I'm like, gosh, maybe I picked the wrong spot because when I turn when my arm's like this, it looks straight. But when it's like this, it's like diagonal. It's like still, my arm is weird. I don't even know. But the good news is
only you.
I know.
Only
That's what
you.
I thought. And then I'm like, maybe
has this happened to literally anybody else. I would love to know. And I'm sure it has. You go in there with an idea
like
of
no.
something like that. You know, there's a lot of, you know, when I got my tattoo later in life, right? And they said a lot of mother daughters maybe get a matching tattoo and maybe you had to get it placed somewhere. That is nowhere near where you wanted it.
No, it's nowhere near where I wanted it. And it's,
did you get script or did you go block? I don't even know.
I went block and you can,
that was the right call.
I think so. Cause it's what I wanted.
That was your first
pink heart. Yeah. And it's, but you can't even tell now because it's like, what do they say? It gets like moist underneath.
Now you can say it. I say it.
It drips. That's what they said. They said, oh, you got to leave this like tattoo paste paper on and it drips under there and you have to try and leave it on for 5 days. Now it's real itchy.
Is it? Are you using, you know, well,
no, I'm not using any of that yet. I can't.
Not?
Well, because look, I still have
we got to bring in Stevie. Yeah. That should be off, I think.
No,
I think the tape should be off.
Oh, God.
This has been, you've got this. It's like 5 days of tape. I don't think that's
it. It's not 5 days yet.
It is.
She said 5 days.
Oh, I was just making the number up. I don't.
Oh, she
said
5 days.
Okay. We'll
but all my
in.
Other friends have taken it off. We keep calling it the meat wrap because
yeah,
it looks like.
The meat wrap. I think the meat is done. I think the wrap comes
really?
Off. I think so. Tat chat on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Take that wrap off.
I don't.
Yeah, it's been 5 days. It's been 5 days. What did you do it Saturday?
It's not been 5 days. Yeah, I did it Saturday.
You said that the tattoo artist said 1 to 5 days. So it's definitely in the realm.
It says leave the Tagaderm wrapper for 1 to 5 days until the tattoo is exposed or dripping out of the bandage.
Yes.
That made me want to vomit.
If it starts peeling, you take it off. But if it hasn't peeled.
What?
Yeah, you're good. It's not.
Yeah, you're good. Take it off.
That's the only. Oh, you mean the wrap should be peeled? Yeah, and I've like showered
no,
with
good.
This.
Unless it starts exposing your tattoo.
No, it doesn't.
As in, like, but that's
oh
you have
yeah,
a smaller
it's protecting
one.
It.
So, like, when I have my I have a lot of bigger tattoos.
Yeah,
they'll start to peel up, and it, and if you can see a part of that tattoo, you have to take it off and clean it.
Oh, I
Sarah
see.
Wants to weigh in. Hey, Sarah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Right.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. She got to take this wrap off yet? No.
No. Leave
it
on.
All right, Sarah.
I'm a person that has several tattoos.
Okay.
It is way better.
Did you
leave
have?
It on.
Did you try to get one on your arm before, but your arm twisted, so you had to move the tattoo?
No, actually, I have a paw print on my forearm.
On your
Does
forearm.
Does it twist when you move your arm?
Yes, it does.
Does it make it look distorted or diagonal or weird?
No, it's a paw print, so it's... You know,
but Steve, what do you have on your arm? What do you have on your
arm? You have a paw print too?
Yeah, I have a paw print.
She has a paw print. Yeah, I never noticed that. Paw print on your arm.
Pull
yeah.
up your sleeve and twist your arm.
Yeah, it looks like the cat's walking.
So my airplane, my spaceship took a lot of twisting work.
Yeah, but it doesn't like distort the tattoo. Like my skin twists
it
weird.
If we had it right here, it did. So that's why it's.
I just would love. First of all, I'm glad you moved it, and we're gonna post the video as soon as we're playing Trump too. Like we're doing a lot of things. We're trying to get it posted. I would have loved to seen the reaction, Jen, for weeks. How many times did she ask you about tattoo?
And the one thing that was the same was the spot.
The spot. Yeah. That
and
never
she
changed.
Asked
it
all
was,
the time.
Should I add, I don't know if it was out of heart of making that up, but it was,
yeah.
it was font. It was a billion other things.
It was font, yeah.
And she gets there. She's ready to go. She's got the nerve. She's with her crew. She's doing a great thing. Matching tattoos. Great idea. I'm sure it was a great day. Very memorable day. And they put that, stencil on her.
Yeah.
And she goes to move her arm. Like, can you imagine, Stevie, can you imagine her reaction when that thing started to twist?
Well, I bet it was. I wish we had video of that.
I know. And I was the last one. Like, I went last of everybody. So
everybody else,
and I was the only one that was the problem.
Everybody else is good and done and tatted up. And then here's Jen.
Of course. And everyone's took, like, I mean, it was like 5 minutes. They're all so tiny. They're all tiny tattoos.
Said.
Yeah. So it was, I was definitely the problem. But
how glad are you that you did it?
I'm so glad
I
did.
I bet. That's
and
what
just
it's all
like
about.
Everyone has said, now when am I getting my next one? I want another one. When
I
am I
going to
buy? Me too. Let's go.
I'd like another one.
Twinsies?
I'd like another one.
Really?
I have like five in mind.
You going to get a Jen and Tim show tattoo?
Absolutely. Not.
Not.
Would you?
Are you talking to me?
Either of you.
Oh, I thought you were looking at Stevie. A Jen and Tim show?
I look at Stevie. I can hear heads over the computer.
Do you mean by Jen and Tim show?
Yeah.
Tattoo?
The show that you're on?
Like, would it be
What's
like
the
your
design?
Names? Because no.
It would be a caricature of my... What is... That's so mean.
I just don't know. That doesn't fit the aesthetic of my sleeve.
Okay.
What about like a little microphone or something?
What about...
I could make that
the
work.
The Halle Building garage.
Just, no.
I don't... That's a nightmare.
The Halle Building.
That's bad.
JJ downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be,
See, that,
all right,
might be
that would freak him out.
That right. would freak him out. I'm
sure. So there okay. we go. So you got it.
I got
We're
it.
Good. You're going to post some video and
I have
some
a
things
weird
like
arm.
That. So
yes, of course.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So my spoons are broke. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Are you sure?
I am asking an honest question, and it is embarrassing to even have to ask this. It really is. I should know this by now. I don't know. My 9-year-old is excited to do the hot chocolate bar, which I have never done before. I know you've done this for what, years? Is it years?
Yeah, we do it every year on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have phoned a friend. I should have asked you. So she's very excited, and you know, we go get a lot of the different things, and she wants like certain hot chocolates that she knows that she likes, and she's, you know, you get the all the bells and whistles or whatever. And of course, I think to myself, whenever I'm at the, you know, Marshall's or TJ Maxx or whichever store, 'tis the season, because you know they're all out there. I've always been intrigued, and please help me out, 216-343-1021. I've always been intrigued by the hot chocolate spoons.
Those are awesome.
Or the stirrers.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. A lot
the
of them
peppermint
shaped like spoons.
Ones are so good.
Peppermint, I love. I mean, I have peppermint today. I love peppermint. I love peppermint everything. Izzy likes the little marshmallows, so there's some of them that have like the chocolate with the marshmallows on there. Should I tell you how I executed it?
Yeah.
So, I think I even did a YouTube video, which is even more embarrassing. I have my holiday mug, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to go. And I think to myself, I do not think that there is enough. I'm afraid of the chocolate to milk ratio of this spoon. So I don't even fill up the mug all the way, halfway, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So then I warm up that milk, and it's up to temperature. And I grab that peppermint goodness, and I'm ready to roll. And I'm stirring and
you
stirring
mean the spoon?
And stirring. Yeah.
Yeah.
The spoon.
And you put it right in the milk.
Yeah, right in that hot milk.
And that's it.
No, I stirred it until it dissolved and the milk was still white and the most horrendous hot chocolate I've ever had. So do I need to put 7 spoons in here for the thing to work? It's going to cost me $10 for hot chocolate.
Who's going to tell him?
Who's going to tell him?
Who's going to tell him?
That's what the video showed me. It's hot milk. You put it in there and stir it up. Then you have chocolate milk and you're good to go. It was horrible.
You did it wrong.
Yeah, I did it. How can I do? There's only like 2 steps.
Someone please call and tell. Someone please.
How could I possibly do? The milk is hot. You chocolatey it up with a chocolate spoon and bedazzle it that way. And
you forgot a major step.
What did I screw up? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show.
You heated milk. You put a hot chocolate spoon in it, stirred it, expecting it to become hot chocolate.
Correct.
That's not how it works.
How do you do it?
You have to make hot chocolate, and then you use the spoon, the chocolate spoon, as a hot chocolate enhancement. It's like an addition to the hot chocolate.
Did it get too chocolatey?
No.
Okay.
Can it really get too chocolatey?
Yes, it can. I think so. It gets, a little.
No, I think the spoons are not too, they don't create hot chocolate.
They do not.
Which you learned. You thought they were just, you thought they would make the hot chocolate. They don't. I just think they enhance. And sometimes they have like, you know, I don't know what kind you got. Maybe you just got a spoon that was dipped in chocolate. Some have like the peppermint sprinkles. Some have marshmallows glued to them.
Both of those
glued,
we had, yep.
But like whatever.
It's glued. It took forever. And I'm like, this is weird.
Tastes weird.
My tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. This is really a fail.
No, you use it to stir the hot chocolate that's already made.
So
that's I think where you ran into the problem.
Yeah. Since we're all friends here and I admitted that I did that wrong. There's a design flaw that I ran into.
What?
The ones I bought.
The spoon?
There's a.
No
major
way.
Design flaw next. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Those hot chocolate spoons that you use with your hot chocolate to enhance it. Oops.
To enhance it, not to make the chocolate.
The ones that we purchased, and I was excited about this. He was excited about this. We have our, you know, hot chocolate bar. It's new for us this season. I know it's not a new trend, but for us, it was, you know, new.
Oh, it's so
season.
Fun. And the
it
kids
is.
Like to put all the toppings on
oh,
and
yeah.
all that
the
stuff.
Sprinkles.
So, yeah.
She's got the whipped cream. She's got
and
whatever.
The spoons.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It looks really cool. It looks very festive during the holiday season, and that's great. The ones that we purchased they're almost shaped like a chocolate covered pretzel rod. As in, the mug is only so tall. So I'm stirring this thing in, and it's like halfway done. Okay, cool. The chocolate melted in and did what it's supposed to do. And then I almost had to break the stick off to shorten it and then put the rest of it. It is. I mean, am I supposed to put this in a...
Is the spoon edible? Or no, there's like
a
plastic spoon under the chocolate.
It was like a... Is it plastic? Wood? There's something. It's not. I know it's not edible. And I just... The design was weird.
Do you have to turn it upside down?
It's an entire thing. It's just a rookie move. It's a rookie move by me. I think I have it figured out now.
I really would like to see a photo of these very long
I'll send them to
chocolate
you.
Spoons.
They're like the size of my forearm. Like, who's doing that?
Yeah,
stir,
how do you get
stir,
them in
stir.
There?
Then I have to break it in cans. What are you doing? I mean, it's way too. They're way too long.
So maybe it's more for decorative. It's more to maybe. Look good in the
well,
cup.
I don't know. Anybody has suggestions?
That's annoying.
The Cocoa Bomb's still a thing, by the way. Is that?
I feel like they'll never go away. They're so awesome.
They are.
Especially when they have marshmallows in them.
Maybe there's other suggestions.
So good. I want hot chocolate now for breakfast.
Let's go get it now. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.